CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Phone lines available to you right now. The topic at hand at 800-636-1067. How are you feeling about the Commanders as they approach the playoffs? Everyone's talking about the winning streak, but if you dig deeper into the process here, it's been a little bit shaky in some key areas in terms of secondary play defensively and running the football, which you could go into the playoffs not running the ball well if you are the Chiefs maybe with Patrick Mahomes, right? Or you know, even if you are the Vikings and you got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. But this is the MO of this team, is the run game. And the numbers are still okay because Jaden Daniels has been carrying the mail. But you got to get B-Rob. You got to get Chris Rodriguez. You got to get Nate Nichols. Doesn't matter who it is. Someone's got to get going here. Again, 3.1 yards per carry for their backfield now over a three-game span. Back to the Titans game, they ran wild in that game.
Yep, they did great.
But before that, they had issues as well. It's really, that's the outlier over like 6-7 weeks.
And so remember, we're going into the Cowboys game. You're going, okay, they've struggled on offense to a degree. It ended up with decent point totals and yardage totals, et cetera, against Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. But you go, okay, those are two really good defenses. Dallas's run defense is an embarrassment. They've pretty much quit at this point, right? You can bully them and knock them into next week, and they couldn't run the ball at all. At all. With the running backs. Again, the running totals look fine because they got Jaden Daniels. But you just kind of went, well, I can't explain that. Maybe that's a weird one-off. And then against New Orleans, they got stuffed and stuffed and stuffed and stuffed again. So it got to the point that the outlier is the Tennessee game. Then Philadelphia 2.0, Atlanta 2.0. Really struggled to run the football on early downs with their running backs. And the idea that we'll just rely on Daniels is awesome until it isn't, right? I mean, it's not fair to ask Josh Allen to do it. It's probably not fair to ask Joe Burrow to do it. It's probably not fair to ask Mahomes or whoever else to do it at this stage. But at least those guys are making 50, 60, 70 million bucks. It's a rookie quarterback in game number 17 at this point. It's unfair. And you've got to find a way to at least get something just to take the pressure off him so it doesn't have to be, hey, dude, listen, I know you can't stop anybody and you got nobody to throw to because of Brackley and McLaurin. Could you just fix it all for us? I just don't think that's sustainable.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Jim's in Spotsylvania. Jim, how you feeling about the boys? Where's your confidence right now as they steamroll toward the playoffs?
My confidence is high. We're playing with house money. We never thought we'd be here. I'm glad you finally hit on the point I'm trying to make here as an example of why I'm high. Key point last game, Chris Rodriguez Jr. brought in the game. Robinson is just slow. And that kid has pep in his step. I'm old. He reminds me of Larry Brown. He yep. was dragging people. He was making plays. Remember what he did at the goal line. Remember what he did on that drive. That is what we need. Speed, power, running like his hair is on fire. That's what this team needs.
Thanks for the call. So I've got some deep dive kind of analytical numbers on those two. But suffice it to say, Rodriguez is just been way more efficient than Brian Robinson. Now, it's fewer carries. There's no doubt about that. But if you look at rushing yards over expected, okay, so this is going to sound wordy. It's very simple. Basically, with the chipped data and next-gen stats, they're able to kind of determine where a defender is, where a ball carrier is, how a play is blocked, and how much you should have gotten on the play. So let's say the play is designed, the block is there, the defender comes, you're supposed to get 2.5 yards or 3 yards. If you get beyond that, that's RYOE, rushing yards over expected. If you get less than that, you get negative rushing yards under expected. On the season, per carry, Brian Robinson gets 0.1 yards more than is blocked for him. Chris Rodriguez gets 0.6 more, like a half yard more than what is blocked for him on those carries. If you look at yards after contact per attempt. So the first time you're touched to when you're tackled, Brian Robinson, and this is very good, 3 yards after contact per run this season. Chris Rodriguez, 4.1 yards
That's insane.
Per attempt. So he has been better than Brian Robinson in those areas that it's, you know, these per attempt metrics. Another one you could use is like rushing EPA, which I don't like as much because of the discrepancy in attempts, but that's, you know, expected points added. So the really good players in the league have super high totals. The players that struggle have low totals. It could be positive or negative. B-Rob on the year is a minus 15 in EPA per play. Chris Rodriguez is like plus 7. But it's just indicative of the metrics, and these are, again, deeper dive analytical numbers, but the I promise you the R&D department in Washington knows this.
Yeah, so I'm wondering why. Because I've seen Robinson run more effectively than he is right now. Just seems like he's, I don't know if he's banged up, I don't know if he's slowed down because of all the hits he's taken, I don't know if because he's, you know, if it's like Shaquille O'Neal in his prime, where in order to stop him, you just get a bunch of bodies on him and foul him and hit him super hard, and maybe that wears on you. I don't know. He doesn't look explosive, right? Like, I think about that, the caller just brought it up. The touchdown to Rodriguez on that pitch play where a guy's got him dead to rights in the backfield. Should be a loss of a couple of yards. It's not. Rodriguez shrugs him off like Billy Madison playing dodgeball against the kindergartners or whatever, and waltzes into the end zone breaking a couple tackles. I don't think Brian Robinson does that in that moment, right? There's the shiftiness that he had at one point, that the yards after contact stat is still good for Robinson, to your point. That's what I associate him with, is not a ton of wiggle, but just enough to then get to the point where you can't square him up and he's fallen forward. He turns 2 into 5. He turns 5 into 7. That's missing right now. I'm not smart. I wish I knew. I'm not smart enough to know that's, well, schematically, they're now, you know, they're able to, you know, put their best defensive tackle over Allegretti. They're knocking him back into the backfield, disrupting some of the timing. Or it's, there's a tell where people kind of know what's coming and how it's going. I don't know. But it doesn't look as good as it did earlier on this season when Robinson's getting the football.
They also, early in the year, were pretty healthy along their offensive line for the first several weeks, and they haven't been lately. Mm-hmm. Now, it hadn't been like wholesale at any one time, but Biotis has been in and out for the better part of the last 5-6 games.
That's right.
In terms of even in-game, you know, I've seen him twice at home, walk back to the locker room, in-game with issues where Dieters had to come in. He obviously missed the Saints game in its entirety where they really struggled to run the ball. You think about right tackle. Now, Wiley's been out, and then Lucas has been in and out. We've seen Trent Scott play multiple times at tackle. They were rotating at left tackle and keeping both Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas really fresh. Now it's Coleman exclusively because on the other side, you've needed to play Lucas. So they have had some moving around up front, and I wonder how much of a factor that's been. Sean's in Gaithersburg on Grant and Danny. What's up, Sean? How's it going?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, bud.
Doing well, buddy.
So, I mean, I have a theory here, but I want to pick your brain on this. What do you think about this? So, I think this whole issue with Robinson does kind of coincide with our guy, Austin Eckler, not being in the lineup. You know, I mean, I think when you're able to have someone who can not only just, you know, break off a pretty good long run, but can also be a threat out of the backfield, you know, and we all know how much Cliff loves to utilize a running back, especially in the short passing game. I think that takes away a huge dimension, and teams are more able to focus on stopping Robinson, especially because they have not been able to utilize whether it be Nick McNichols or or Rodriguez as much as maybe they would if Eckler was in the game. And I think if a healthy Austin Eckler is in and he's, you know, getting rushes alongside and snaps alongside Brian Robinson, I think that's where Robinson becomes more effective and can break off a run. You know, I think there is a correlation there. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, it's first of all, great call. Appreciate you you making it. There is something to that. Now, it's not as if they're on the field all the time at the same time, but there is just enough, right? Think about that. Early in the season, that Austin Eckler kind of hides down low, but Robinson's, you know, set deeper and Eckler's so low to the ground. And then there's him flaring out or him getting the football, stretching the field horizontally a little bit to kind of, you know, create some of those back cuts or ways or creases and things as the line starts to move around, some of the different action going other places. You know, I think having other injuries as well, right? And you know, your tendencies at this point, everybody kind of knows everything about you. There's enough tape to know what you want to do, how you want to do it, what you want to get back to, et cetera. So I think it's all these factors, right? The line lack of continuity, as you kind of pointed out, having a good football player out of the backfield, Eckler, doesn't hurt you by any stretch of imagination. It can only help. So I think there's something to that specifically. But there's even still within that, Jeeps, to me, the normal course of events, which is Robinson's on the field, Eckler is not. Let's hand it off. 2 months ago, wildly more effective than it is right now. Like, that's the part I can't escape.